The crisis of brilliance comes to shake everything that you know as normal. Because everything that you know as normal is not what aligns with who God created you to be. Hey friends, it's Dr. Patrice Buckner Jackson, but you can call me PBJ. I am coming to disrupt our podcast schedule today. Something is on my heart that I need to say to you. There are more women who define disruption that you're going to be meeting. But now, in this moment, I'm pressed in my heart to come talk to you one-on-one. So you get me today. If you're worried about my voice, yes, I'm a little bit hoarse. I spent the weekend at a powerful women's conference. And when I tell you, when I tell you that the remnants of my voice, but I'm giving you what I got today because I know that this episode, this message is for somebody. I want to be very, very specific about who I'm coming in to talk to today, and also who the Heartwork Academy is for. You all have heard me talking about the Heartwork Academy. If you've been following for a while, you've heard me mention it before, but I'm here to tell you that it's not what it used to be because I'm not what I used to be. So I am just going to be obedient and I'm going to share with you all from my heart today, as Holy Spirit shares with me. It is pressed on my heart to call out to women who feel like they are in the throes of frustration. I am using a megaphone today to connect with the hearts of women who know that there's more, who know that there's something, but they don't know what it is. They don't know how to get there. They just feel disrupted. They feel disrupted. They feel disturbed, like everything is shaking. Everything that used to hold you up is now shaking. Everything that you used to lean on is now shaking. Everything that you felt was a support to you at one time, now you're questioning it. And I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about to the point of, did I marry the right one? Am I in the right church? Am I in the right career? Do I even know who I am? Have I gotten this thing wrong? I'm talking to you today. I'm calling out to your heart, and I need to let you know that you are not losing your mind. You are not crazy. You are not falling apart. You may be breaking apart, but you're not going to fall apart. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to talk you through this. I need you to understand that what you are experiencing is what I call a crisis of brilliance. It's a crisis of brilliance. And this crisis does not come to destroy you, but it does come to unearth everything that's in you and everything that's connected to you that cannot go into your purpose. Hear me. This crisis comes to unearth and disrupt everything that's connected to you and everything that's in you that cannot go into your next season. As I was thinking about this, and this is a section that I wrote in the book, but I can't wait until the book comes. That's a few months from now, but I have to say now, and I have to share with you now, as I thought about this crisis of brilliance, one of the things that came to my memory was when Hurricane Katrina attacked the Gulf Coast, there were so many horrific things, but there was one thing that stood out to me and stuck to me. I remember hearing in the news how when the flood waters came, it unearthed caskets. The floodwaters made the ground so unstable that people in their final resting places, those caskets began to come back to the surface. The thing that was supposed to stay buried, the thing that was supposed to be still, the thing that was supposed to have no movement, all of a sudden the flood caused the shaking, caused the foundation to be soft, and those things began to rise to the top. And that's what happens when you are in a crisis of brilliance. Things that you put to bed, things that you put away, things that you thought you would never deal with again, things that you've never acknowledged, all of a sudden they start popping up towards the surface and you can't figure out why you feel this way, why you're thinking this way, why you are so uncomfortable, why it feels like the pressures of your life are pulling in on you. And everywhere you look, it's just pressure. I need you to understand, you are in a crisis of brilliance. You didn't make it up and you didn't do anything wrong. Let me say that again. Hear me. Hear my voice. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no decision, there's no behavior, there's nothing that you have done that has caused this shaking in your life. The shaking comes to prepare you to walk in to your brilliance. God loves you too much to allow you to walk into brilliance unprepared. He loves you too much to allow you to take these dead things into brilliance with you. The shaking comes so that the foundation can soften and everything that's under the earth that is should no longer be attached to you has to float to the top so that you can deal with it. You're in a crisis of brilliance. The work that you once loved and you praised God for and you told the testimony and you posted about it, now you can't imagine staying. In your mind, you think, what is wrong with you? You're in a good place. Everything's fine. Why are you tripping? But it's something in your spirit that's just prodding you and poking you, saying, this is not it. This is not it. This is not where you stop. This is not where you rest. This is not the end, but this is not it. There is more. 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 And people around you don't understand because they look at you and it looks like you got all the things. It looks like you have everything that they pray for. And even if you try to tell them, you would look ungrateful. So you keep it to yourself because who do you talk to? Who do you tell? I don't even have language. I can't even say what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. Friend, you are in a crisis of brilliance. I related to a woman who is in the final stages of labor, how she has carried this gift, how she has carried this gift to the term to which it is mature enough to come forth and begin to learn to live on the outside. How she's carried this gift and nurtured this gift on the inside of her. Sometimes secretly. For a while, it was secret. Nobody could see it. And then people started noticing as her belly was growing. But they still couldn't see. They just knew something was coming. They still couldn't see it. And now she's feeling the pain. Now you're feeling the pressure. Now everything in your life is lining up to deliver the thing that God has nurtured on the inside of you. And in that moment, it can be the most painful, the most discomfort, the most pressure. In the moment that you want to give it all up, never mind, I don't even want to do this anymore. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm tired. And even as I'm saying that, I'm thinking about when a woman is in labor, the more she fights against what her body naturally knows how to do, the more painful it is. But when she decides to submit to the pain, when she decides to submit to the process, no more striving, no more pushing, no more just trying to make it happen, right? No pushing outside of the timing. You have to wait on the contraction in order to push. You have to wait on your body. You have to wait on your body to say now in order to push. That makes your pushing productive. You are just pushing to push because you want it to be over. You want it to be done. You want to be out of pain. You want to be out of frustration. You want to be out of discomfort. But let me tell you, you will cause damage if you don't push with the contractions. Y'all, hear me. I'm not just talking about physical birth, but you are in the process of delivering to the world the brilliance that God has put on the inside of you. And it is a process. It's a crisis. It comes to shake everything that you know is normal. The crisis of brilliance comes to shake everything that you know as normal. Because everything that you know is normal is not what aligns with who God created you to be. Just because it feels normal doesn't mean it's right. And when you find yourself in this crisis, if you don't have support, if you don't have community, you can get frustrated and you might want to faint. You might want to stop. You want to escape. You want to run. You want to get away from it. But I'm here to tell you that I'm your midwife. I feel this thing. I'm here as your midwife to help you pace yourself, to help you push through the contractions, to encourage you to work with your body and to work with your spirit, to bring your body, your soul, and your spirit into alignment, so that you can safely deliver the thing that God has put on the inside of you. And I can only help you do it because I've done it and am doing it. Am doing it. If you all have followed me for a while, especially if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've seen the changes. I started out with one name and then I changed it to another name. And now it's Disrupting Burnout. I opened the Heartwork Academy a couple years ago and did it for a little while and then closed that. And now I'm bringing it back. What you have experienced, what you watched from me is my aligning and learning and the shaking. You've watched my crisis of brilliance. You've watched it. You've been a part of it. You've been along the journey with me. You've walked with me in this crisis of brilliance as I've navigated and learned. And God, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do? I'll give it all up. All I want is what you want. I'll lay it all down. You want my career? You can have it. You want my titles? You can have it. Whatever you want, you can have it. You have watched me walk through the crisis of brilliance. And you're watching me walk in the brilliance that God has created me to live in. At 42 years old, I'm finally living. Listen to me. 42 years. 42 years. And after 42 years, I am walking in. And all of those seasons were necessary. Hear me. All of those seasons were necessary. So I don't despise any one of them. I'm grateful. But I need to be your example. You're looking for polished. You're looking for pretty. You're looking for cute. And this process right here, this thing right here, ain't nothing cute about it. Ain't nothing cute about it. Oh, but it's worth it. Man, listen. Listen, it's not pleasant, but it's beautiful. It's not pleasant, but it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Hear me, sister. Hear me today. You are right where you're supposed to be. The pressure that you feel is refining you. The fire that you're in is protecting you. The shaking that you feel is purifying you. and is preparing you to walk in the fullness. You've always had brilliance. You've always allowed brilliance to flow in one way or another because you can't help it. But this is the transition into the fullness of brilliance. This is the transition into everything that God created you to be, full surrender. Full surrender. And I know you're watching YouTube and you're listening to all the voices and you're searching and you're trying to find an answer and you're reading all the books and you just want an answer, because if I have an answer, I can make the pain stop. If I can just get a solution, then I don't have to be in this place. And I'm here to tell you that this place is necessary. I didn't come to snatch you out of the fire. I came to walk through it with you. I didn't come to snatch you out of the fire, but I came to jump in the flames with you and hold your hands and put my arms around you and let you know, I know you can't see it right now, but this is necessary. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but this is for your good. This fire is making you. And when you come out, I'm talking pure gold. Pure gold. So if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're exhausted, if you're questioning everything, if it feels like everything that's held you together is falling apart, let me share this with you, and then I gotta let you go. God gave me this revelation, and I've heard similar words before, but recently a family member asked me to speak at his mother's funeral. And as I was preparing for the service, God took me to the scripture where it says, you know, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and then it goes on night and day, hot, cold. And he stopped me at seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. A seed never looks like the harvest. The seed looks insignificant. Most people toss it away. Only those who know how to sow can see the value in a seed. That seed, in order for what's in it to come out, must be planted in good soil. A seed outside of soil is no good. It must go into the dark place to be planted, not buried, to be planted. It must be planted into the dark place. And when you plant a seed in the dark place, it doesn't look like anything is happening for a while. So you got seed. Now you need time. In that soil, there's a process that's going on in the dark that you can't see. And that process, the soil puts pressure on the seed. And that pressure causes the outer layer, the outer coating of that seed to fall away, to disrupt, to disintegrate, to go away. And now the seed is exposed. The thing that used to protect it no longer covers it. It's gone. And the vulnerable thing that was on the inside of it, that is the thing that is coming forward. And the inside of the seed continues to go through the pressure of the soil. And in order for that seed to come forth, it needs sun, it needs light, and it needs water. Jesus Christ has already provided the light. He is the sun. Your tears provide the water. People will tell you, don't cry. They'll say, oh no, what's wrong if you're crying? Wipe your tears. I'm not here to hand you a tissue. I'm here to rub your back as you cry. Your tears water your seed of brilliance. God says every tear that you cry, he bottles in heaven. He has not missed one seed. Every moment, every sorrow you've gone through, he records in a book in heaven. He journals your sorrows. He has not forgotten you. Listen, listen. He has not forgotten you. In this season, you may feel like he's not hearing you, like your prayers are just hitting the ceiling because I can't see anything. It's so dark. I'm praying, but I don't think anybody hears me. I'm praying, but I don't think I'm heard. And I'm here to tell you that there is no prayer that you prayed that goes unheard. He is documenting all of your sorrows and bottling all of your tears, but he loves you too much to let you out one day early. He loves you too much to leave you there one day later than you need to be. Hear that. He's not going to let you out one day early, and he is not going to leave you there one day late. The soil is necessary. You need the pressure. Because before you know it, there's going to be a little sprig that comes up above the soil and you'll be able to see light again. Vulnerable, maybe tired, may feel a little weak. And that's why you need community to hold you up. That's why you need people around you to hold you up and to surround you when you're in your most vulnerable state. But if that seed continues to be watered and nurtured, before you know it, it's going to be a mighty force and it's going to bring forth a harvest. And the harvest is not just about the fruit, but the magic of the harvest is there's more seed in the fruit. So you may have started with one little insignificant seed, but if you continue to water that seed, if you continue to expose that seed to the sun, before you know it, that seed is going to be mighty in the land, and that seed is going to produce fruit, and in that fruit is going to be more seed. It's going to be more seed. And it's going to be replicated over and over and over. The blessing is passed down to the third and fourth generation. What you're going through is not for you. It's not just for you. But you allowing yourself to be buried, you allowing everything that used to protect you to fall away, you staying in the process until it's time to come forth, not only is that a blessing to you, not only is it a blessing to the people that you're assigned to in the earth, but it's a blessing to the third and fourth generation of your family. There are great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren that you may or may not meet, but their lives will be blessed because you stayed in the process. Your crisis is necessary. It's not destruction. It's not a lack of love. It is not punishment. But this is a crisis of brilliance. And the purpose of this crisis is to transition you into the fullness of brilliance that God created you to be. I want to offer you support. I want to offer you love. I want to offer you community, and I want to offer you revelation of what's actually happening to you and what's going on. When you understand, you can change your perspective. It doesn't mean the pressure stops. It doesn't mean the pain stops, but at least you understand. At least you know what's going on. When you don't know what's going on, your thought process is the hardest part. It's the most difficult part. But when you are aware and you know that this process didn't come to take you out and it won't last forever, then it gives you that extra stamina to stay right there. It gives your hope back. It's time for your hope to rise. It's time for your hope to rise. Friend, the Heartwork Academy is open. Go to heartworkacademy.com. Everything will be in the show notes. Join us. Join us. The price is low, but the benefits are out of this world. The harvest is great. You need to get here. I'll close with this. God has been very specific with me. He's told me to go back and get my people. You're his people, but you're my people because I understand. He said, go back and get them. Don't walk into brilliance alone. PBJ, don't you walk into this brilliance by yourself, but go back and get some folks and have them walk with you so you can all walk in brilliance together. And that's what I'm offering you. Don't do this by yourself. Heartworkacademy.com. Those of you who it's for, you know, you hear it. And if it's not, friend, no love lost, all is well. There's no pressure here. It's my responsibility just to make the call. That's all. I'm just making the call. I gotta let you go. Come join us. We kick off this month, and I pray that you'll be in the room so you don't have to do this by yourself. This crisis did not come to destroy you. It came to transition you into the brilliance that God created you for. As always, you are powerful, you are significant, and you are loved. I can't wait to see you. We're going to do this thing. Ooh, we're going to do this thing together. Love always. PBJ.